for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Britain and the EU have finally sealed an agreement governing the UK's departure from the bloc next year. Karen Chalmers has the story.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to her divided parliament, a huge task considering the intense opposition from pro-Brexit and pro-EU lawmakers alike, to ensure Britain can leave with a minimum of upheaval on March 29th. It's a hard sell. The agreement leaves Britain outside the EU with no say, but still subject to its rules and obligations of membership, at least until the end of 2020. EU leaders, such as Jean-Claude Juncker, were quick to warn that no better offer is available.
This is the best deal possible. This is the only deal possible.
British Prime Minister Theresa May argued that Parliament has a duty to deliver Brexit, as the voters have demanded, by voting to accept the deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The U.S.-Mexico border crossing south of San Diego was closed as some migrants tried to reach the fence. San Diego Union reporter Wendy Fry tells what happened.
The very, very heated part where, you know, rocks were going across the border from this side and Border Patrol was firing shot bangs back across to our set to Mexico side, that only lasted maybe 10 minutes at the most.
Blizzard conditions in much of Kansas, where the governor has declared a state of emergency. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
Really the first large snowstorm of the year for Chicago. They could be ending up with anywhere between half a foot and a foot, depending where you are. North side of Chicago seeing more than the south. But really, the snow is going to be coming down fast and furious, particularly as you get closer to the Wisconsin line.
Flight cancellations and delays at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago have now topped 700. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new vaccine for Alzheimer's is now showing results in animal testing. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Researchers at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center say the vaccine has been able to prevent the accumulation of substances in the brain linked to dementia. It's only been tested in mice so far, but scientists now hope to move on to human trials. And if it works, it could reduce, they say, the number of cases of the fatal disease by at least 50%. Previous efforts at vaccines for Alzheimer's have resulted in harmful side effects, but the researchers say they appear to be absent in these current trials. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After a journey of 301 million miles, a Mars probe is set to land on Monday. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
InSight, NASA's first robotic lander designed to study the deep interior of Mars, is on course for a planned touchdown after a six-month voyage through space. Dr. Bruce Bannard, principal investigator for the InSight team, says they want to know more about the formation of planets.
Some of those planets are a little bit harsh. You know, Venus is hot enough to melt lead. Mercury has a sun-baked surface. Mars is pretty cold today, but Earth is a nice place to take a vacation.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.